Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood hype man, ready to dive into something real with you today. Ever feel like your inner voice is constantly raining on your parade? Like that little voice in your head is a grumpy old neighbor who just loves to point out every flaw and misfortune? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you that you have the power to change the script? What if you could turn that inner critic into your biggest cheerleader? That's what we're tackling today. The power of positive self-talk in overcoming depression. Now, before you roll your eyes and say, "Oh, Jake, it's not that easy," hear me out. Positive self-talk isn't about ignoring reality or putting on a fake smile. It's about consciously choosing how you talk to yourself, especially when things get tough. Think of it like this. Your brain is a garden. If you keep planting seeds of negativity and doubt, those are the flowers that will bloom. But if you nurture those positive thoughts and beliefs, well, you just might cultivate a beautiful, blooming masterpiece. Here's the deal. Our thoughts directly influence our feelings and actions. If you're constantly telling yourself you're not good enough, not capable, or destined to fail, guess what? You start believing it, and that belief becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, holding you back from reaching your full potential. But flip the script, and bam, positive self-talk can become a powerful weapon against depression. Here are five things to remember. First, be mindful of your inner dialogue. Seriously, pay attention to what's going on in that head of yours. When you catch yourself thinking negatively, stop and challenge those thoughts. Ask yourself, is this really true? Is there another way to look at this situation? Remember, those negative thoughts are often just distorted perceptions, not facts. Second, replace negativity with positive affirmations. I know it sounds cheesy, but trust me on this one. Repeat phrases like, "I am strong," "I am capable," or "I deserve happiness," throughout the day. Think of it like a mental workout. Those positive affirmations are building up your mental muscle over time. Third, focus on your accomplishments, no matter how small they seem. Did you manage to get out of bed today? That's a win. Did you make a healthy meal? Boom, another victory. Celebrate your successes, big and small, because every little step forward deserves recognition. Fourth, surround yourself with supportive people. You know those friends and family members who always lift you up? Spend more time with them. Their positive energy is contagious, and they can provide invaluable support during tough times. Remember, you don't have to face this alone. And lastly, don't forget to practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially when you stumble or make mistakes. Everyone messes up sometimes, it's part of being human. Treat yourself with the same understanding and forgiveness that you would offer a close friend. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, she's feeling overwhelmed by work deadlines, her social life is lacking, and she can't seem to shake this persistent feeling of emptiness. Her inner voice is on overdrive, telling her she's not good enough, she's failing, and she'll never catch a break. But here's the thing, Sarah decides to fight back. She starts practicing positive affirmations, reminding herself that she's capable, smart, and worthy of happiness. She reaches out to a friend for support, acknowledging her feelings and seeking encouragement. She also starts focusing on small victories, like completing a challenging task at work or finally going for that walk she'd been putting off. Over time, Sarah starts to notice a shift. Her negative thoughts don't disappear overnight, but they lose their power. She feels more resilient, more confident, and more hopeful about the future. See? It's not magic, it's conscious effort and consistent practice. So, here's the takeaway. You have the power to change your story. The words you speak to yourself matter. Choose kindness, choose courage, choose positivity. Remember, you are capable of incredible things, and the world needs your light to shine. Now go out there and own it. Share this episode with someone who might need a little boost, leave a review if you found it helpful, and join me tomorrow for another dose of motivation. Keep moving forward, friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.